Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Hey, I got this one. I'm about to go in. Check me out. Yo, now that you're listening, now that I got your earlobe, I'll pay attention to every bar you can hear, though. You understand, I'm a hip-hop weirdo. When every track becomes a classic, it's real, yo. Everybody has different thoughts and opinions about the way I make the pencil talk. But if you don't like it, just say you don't like it. But I don't buy it, saying I don't flow like a hydrant. Say it out loud and they liable to riot. My game's overweight and I'm hip-hop diet. You non-believers, we won't see. I'm a mixture, switch words like TNT. Get me, got me goody. You stuck in the rear view, they will rear end you if you let them suckers near you. I'm glass housing it, you rock in my window. I see the cracks, but I keep strong like I've been. I gotta make it. I've been going hard too long, I can't shake it. This hip-hop is in my soul, you can't take it. Focus is stronger than ever, you can't break it. I gotta make it, I gotta make it. I've been going hard too long, I can't shake it. This hip-hop is in my soul, you can't take it. Focus is stronger than ever, you can't break it. I gotta make it.
Lately I've been feeling obsolete. Like my mind was at a high level, but lately levels been at a slow decrease. A malfunction in my programming, so slows the beats. And if this time I turn around, my rap talent would go deceased. I pray to God for the strength to keep me on my feet. But it's like his soul is on mute, so I don't hear him speak. I walk in sin, I hope he follows. I don't see his feet. And every minute that goes by, I feel closer to defeat. But then I look in my mother's eyes and I see pain. I see her dressing up for work, and yeah, I see strain. So even though in my forecast, I see rain. I gotta fight through the storm so I can see change. I gotta make it, my mission is so clear. No time for self-pity, forget about fear. Failing is not an option, success is so near. For my fam, I gotta make it, nothing can interfere.
I gotta make it, I've been going hard too long, I can't shake it. This hip-hop is in my soul, you can't take it. My focus is stronger than ever, you can't break it. I gotta make it, I gotta make it. I've been going hard too long, I can't shake it. This hip-hop is in my soul, you can't take it. My focus is stronger than ever, you can't break it. I gotta make it.
I gotta make it. So thoughts in my mind frame and Max brain blast came the same time mine came. It's only me, him, and Jones in the studio. Wrote it on the spot, recorded on the spot. Recorded at the drop of a dime and it's hot. Until my heart stops and my mind don't work, I'ma continue to do it. Cause I put in a lot of sweat, tears, and a bunch of red fluid.
Take a listen and let my heart speak. There's hip-hop in my soul. Soul's like me spitting to my heartbeat. My focus is too strong, you can't stop me. Everything's in perspective, nothing is out of my reach. Devils on my shoulder continue to try to cloud me. And whilst the self-doubt continues to surround me, but as long as I got my family around me, the seeking failure will never drown me. Homie, I gotta make it.
I've been going hard too long, I can't shake it. This hip-hop is in my soul, you can't take it. Focus is stronger than ever, you can't break it. I gotta make it.
I gotta make it. I've been going hard too long, I can't shake it. This hip-hop is in my soul, you can't take it. My focus is stronger than ever, you can't break it. I gotta make it.
Uh-oh. Welcome to Flavor Coffee House. You can hear my little granddaughter in the background. That's Kimora. But anyway, I want to welcome you to my house, Flavor Coffee House. I'm taking it back to my roots. Made some decisions to change the name of the show. As you know, normally the Wednesday and Sunday show is called The Mosaic Show with Flavor in L.A. Well, L.A. is stepping back for a little bit for personal reasons, so I just thought I'd put that show on hold and decided to come up with a different show title when I do it by myself, and with the encouragement of some very, very, very dear fans and even some of my kids at work. They said, Flavor, why don't you go, you know, with Flavor Coffee House? That's where you began, so that's where we are tonight. So the doors are open. Take a comfy seat, get your favorite beverage and snack, and sit back, relax as I play some tracks for you. I think I'm going to stick with a kind of a mellow tone tonight, play you some spoken word, actually some artists that performed on my stage at Flavor Coffee House. Also, feel free to give me a call, hang out with me. for the next hour. The number is 347-857-1189. The track that you just heard is Gotta Make It by two amazing young hip-hop artists right here in the Pacific Northwest, Mike Mack in Harlem. So with that said, I am going to play one of my favorite Seattle spoken word artists. He goes by the name of Six Deep, and this is his track, Melancholy Whispers.
Melancholy whispers calling out my name. She's a sad and lonely mistress, feeding on my pain, sneaking in when I'm sleeping and clouding up my brain. Oh, melancholy whispers, here we go again. Melancholy whispers, spreading doubt in my ears, watching from a distance, then pouncing on my fears, telling me I can't make it, so why even try? Stay down here with me and we'll have ourselves a good cry. Don't really want to listen, but my self-esteem is weak, and these damnable whispers paint a picture so bleak. Melancholy whispers calling out my name. She's a sad and lonely mistress, feeding on my pain, sneaking in when I'm sleeping and clouding up my brain. Oh, melancholy whispers, here we go again. Melancholy whispers, making me think that I'm no good, sowing seeds of mistrust for self, saying I can't do what once I could. That little devil on my shoulder says, look, the world's a mess. Why bother trying to save them? They won't care. Why should you stress? Sometimes I can see just giving in, just letting go, just letting them win. But inside my mind I know that not trying is the biggest sin. So this path I'm on is where I stay.
I must stay on the path.
Even if the whispers never go away. Melancholy whispers calling out my name. She's a sad and lonely mistress, feeding on my pain, sneaking in when I'm sleeping and clouding up my brain. Oh, melancholy whispers, here we go again. Melancholy whispers, slashing at my will. No rest even though I'm weary, because the wicked never stay still. I'm here to make a change. Some laugh at me, some scheme on me, some look at me like I'm strange. But I am blessed by the Almighty, and I will endure despite the strain. What don't kill you makes you stronger. Somebody told me that a while ago. Anything worth having must be strived for. I learned that a long time ago. No matter the obstacle, no matter the words and utterings of the naysayers, I will accomplish what I came here for. And these melancholy whispers will haunt me no more. Melancholy whispers calling out my name. She's a sad and lonely mistress, feeding on my pain, sneaking in when I'm sleeping and clouding up my brain. Oh, melancholy whispers, here we go again. Melancholy whispers,
do your best. I won't be swayed. I am here to lead us back to the path from which we have strayed. My spirit, my heart, my mind,
my body,
strong to endure the fight. My inner eye is open to lead those blinded to sight. the power of He who is, guides me in my quest, and gives me the courage to handle any test. I come as a warrior for all my brothers and sisters. So do your worst. Say what you will. I won't be stopped by melancholy whispers.
Melancholy whispers calling out my name. Jesus, that annoying mistress feeding on my pain. Sneaking in when I'm sleeping and clouding up my brain. A melancholy whisper.
Okay, that was Melancholy Whispers by Six Deep, the Messenger, from right here in the Pacific Northwest. Six Deep, the Messenger, is an amazing, amazing talent, and you can find him performing all over the Pacific Northwest between Tacoma and Seattle and different festivals and different open mics and hosting different open mics. He was one of the first hosts to open to host my open mics at Flava Coffee House, so I had to start it out with him tonight. Just to keep it kind of flowing with people who, you know, were connected to my coffee house, who would come by to, you know, tracks I would play right there at Flava and, you know, that supported my open mics. I'm going to jump into a track. She did not come to my coffee house, but we communicated online. And one day, a young man, one of my favorite customers and friends, came in and said, you know, Susan, I think you really should check out this artist. She's local. And with that said, I'm going to play Chocolate. And the first track I ever heard from her is called To Whom It May Concern. That was Miss Chocolate with her track called To Whom It May Concern. She is doing some amazing things out here in Seattle and across the United States and actually around the globe. So, you know, watch out for Pacific Northwest's very own Chocolate. I'm going to jump into another track. This gentleman has also performed on my stage. He has moved out to Vermont, and we greatly, greatly miss him. But he's amazing. He got a lot of things going out here in Seattle, and very, very supportive of the community out here. So he's known as a spoken word artist, but he's also known as a hip hop artist, and he's worked with youth and all kinds of projects here, and we greatly, greatly miss him. His name is Rodney Alexander Gibson Eddins, and this is his track called Mama.
Your mama, your mother's so ugly. She's beautiful. She's everything. The river that winds your bloodstream, the wind song of sun's dream. Your mother's so awesome. She pulses pulsars, quivers quasars, and Harlem shakes microscopic microbes from the molecules of her imagination. Atoms composing bodies of water that once purified, she rains from sky, quenching the thirst of hydrophobes across the globe. Your mother's so holy. She is her own Mecca, constantly en route to Exodus. Her excellency is elementary. Inherited from a divine lineage, self-inspired, she started pro, never knew retirement. Your mother is so smart. She plots on herself, has a foolproof fail-safe to safeguard everything else. I mean, she's organized. This author whose grand narrative we be immersed in the pages, written, unwritten, until the end of time. There's no end. The storyline is outside the lines. Somehow, someway, she has the copyright on every creator's creation, because it all began with her imagination. Your mother's so beautiful. She's the mother of creation. Civilization. Your mother's mouth is so big, from her tongue she sprung torrents, languages to wade in omnipresent. Your mother's so fat, she contains all domains, mundane planes, dimensions, and plateaus. As black holes contract, expand, our souls can hear our mother sigh. She made one black dot equal the universe, in an infinite liquid abyss of thought. Indicatively crystal clear is this plot, because evolution denotes intelligence. And what the hell is before any and everything anyway? Nothing but intelligent intention. So just inhale again, and you'll never be inhale again, into this cellularly interstellar skin. So this is how Stella got her groove back. She never lost it. Her rhythm be the black backdrop, undaunted, cosmic, leaving your jaw slack. She's too busy living, being all-seeing, breathing life into the seasons. Your mother's so free, son. Men fiddle away millennia, chasing shadows of her former selves, content to worship a silhouette when inner light is where she dwells.
All right, that was Mr. Rodney Alexander Gibson Eddins, who presently resides in Vermont. Rodney, if you're listening to this, we miss you dearly, my friend. I'm going to take it in a totally different direction. From time to time at my open mics, we would have, gospel singers and Christian spoken word artists get on the stage. This particular young man has never performed at my coffee house. He is all the way out in Washington, D.C. Actually, when I first encountered him, he was in Atlanta, Georgia, but now he is back home in Washington, D.C. He is an amazing gospel recording artist, and this is the first track that I ever heard him sing, and I used to play it at my coffee house. It's Consecrated for You.
Take my life, let it be consecrated for you. Take my gift and my plans, let them be used for you. Here's my whole heart and soul, want to be a vessel for your glory. Take my life, let it be consecrated for you. Take my mind, let it be consecrated for you. Take my gifts and my plans, let them be used for you. Here's my whole heart and soul, want to be a vessel your glory. Take my mind, let it be consecrated for you. I know I can come to you, Lord. I know I can come. So I come on with a humble heart, knowing you hear. I know you will hear. And so want to be a vessel for your glory. Take my, let it be. Take my mind, let it be. Take my Lord, let it be. Take my heart, Lord, let it be. Take my life, let it be consecrated for you.
That was G. Wright out of Washington, D.C. with his track Consecrated for You. You can also find G. Wright at www.gwrightonline.com. You can find him on CD Baby. He is actually a host here on Blog Talk Radio with a show every Tuesday and Thursday called The Heart of Love Radio Show with G. Wright. And I encourage you to get to know him. He's an amazing man, an amazing soul, and a very, very, very dear friend of mine. If you're just tuning in tonight, you have reached and logged into Flava Coffee House online style, formerly known as the Mosaic Show with Flava in L.A. So I'm just kind of taking it back. Tonight is my first night actually doing the Flava Coffee House segment, and I'm just kind of taking it back and playing some tracks of some of the people who has played a role in the life and history of Flava Coffee House in North Seattle. It would not even be right if I did not play a track by this man. He was my anchor at Flava. He held me down. He held my hand. He was my friend. He was my business partner and in many ways my mentor, and I love him dearly. He also helped me host the shows at Flava Coffee House. His name is Alvin Lloyd Alexander Horn, and I'm going to play his track, I Am That Man.
I am that man, a man who made her cry. I am that man, the same man that made her smile, held her hand and kissed her cheek and caressed her lips and squeezed her tight in the night. I am that man. In the garden of motherland, to the streets of broken dreams, I have fought wars and I have fought for freedom. I have died and I have been reborn, from the first man until the last of my blood to carry any part of my spirit. I am that man. Broke my back to provide shelter, opened many books and wrote truths and fictions, healed spirits of the body, and I have been healed from wounds of the soul. I have blundered, many to wonder at my feats and my follies, scolded the wrong, and I have been imprisoned for a mere thought. I am that man. I have fathered and I have buried my blood. I have killed and saved, ran from pain and I have stopped suffering, dealt some goodwill and served some ill will, honored false gods and found God before he laid me down to sleep. Forever, I am that man, the man she cries for, the man who made her cry, mothers and her mothers, I am that man. My lover, she sheds tears for me, over me, because I am that man. She cries tears of joy because I am that man who brought joy to her being. And being a man has made her sad and fearful, so she cries. Her tears never change her beauty. Her tears are a part of her breathing and her living. She watches over me and she holds me because I cry. I cry for never being enough, man. I am that man. I am a man who made her cry. I am that man. The same man who made her smile, held her hand, kissed her cheek, and caressed her lips, and squeezed her in the night. I am that man. In the right, in the wrong, no matter, I made her cry.
That was Alvin Lloyd, Alexander Sporn, with his track called I Am That Man. I just wanted you to know that Kimora's in the background, and she just wants you to know that she's around, too, and listening to the show. So, yeah. Hello, baby girl. Oh, thank you. Can you take that to Mama? Anyway, so, yeah, Alvin was one of my biggest supporters at Flavor Coffee House. And he also has a book that I would encourage you to check into that's called Brushstrokes. And you can find more about Alvin and his book and his spoken word and music and all of that at www.romanticblues.com. I'm going to jump into another track of an artist that I did also play at my coffee house. She's never been to my coffee house either, but she's a local artist, and I found out about her probably around the same time as I did Chocolate. You know, I'm hoping to meet her one day very, very soon. So with that said, I'm going to play Crazy by Tiffany Wilson.
Oh,
right. That was Miss Tiffany Wilson with her track called Crazy out of the Pacific Northwest. She's going to be performing at the Big World Breaks Spring Classic. I don't have the information right in front of me at the moment, but you can definitely go over to flavanews.com and hit the calendar of events page. It's posted over there. You can also check it out. It's advertised in our monthly newsletter. So check out Big World Breaks Spring Classics information. Let's see. Who else can I play? You know, there were definite pros and cons to being a small business owner and the things that I experienced at Flavor Coffee House. You know, it wasn't easy, you know, handling a business by myself and running it from morning till night, 6 days a week for 5 years. But one of the blessings that did come out of it, and, you know, and it was a challenge, but one of the blessings that came out of it is I was the city host and sponsor of a national literary conference. And if it was not for that particular event, I would have never met this amazing spoken word artist. He got up on my stage the night of the big open mic, and he just wowed us. He is a Christian spoken word artist, but so very, very powerful, and with such a great, great message that anybody listening to him would be a witness that, yeah, it spoke volumes. So this is Robert T. Sells, also known as the Anointed Poet, with his track Demolition Man.
I'm the demolition man. Well, did I walk where I stand? Yes, I do. I'm the demolition man. By faith he didn't come,
yes,
because that's God's plan, yeah.
I thank God for the opportunity to be the man he called me to. I speak healing over my body, and it's done. My mind, body, and spirit breathe one. Every word I speak tears down another wall of illness the devil thought could remain. I stop at every store of sickness in my body and shock or anything I need to take out as I begin to clear them all things not of God. The stripes of Jesus cut up illness, so I chop them into indistinguishable pieces until they are no longer in me as I kill all symptoms not of God, and I am healed still. Afterwards, the Holy Spirit of God begins to heal my body. Keep claiming my healing until the devil's presence
is no longer there. Never will no illness tear me down when I speak healing where I stand. Yeah, I'm tearing down walls because I'm a demolition man.
No longer do I worry because I'm demolishing the plans of the enemy for my life. I'm polishing the surface which was scraped from random attacks on me. And from this day forward, as I destroy the devil, I'm abolishing all disease, all sickness, all symptoms. I throw in the mosh pit. I watch them bump and fight each other until they are no more. I witness no more demons left standing on the floor. I watch the evil kingdom easily destroyed. I am bored. I keep claiming my healing.
When I seek healing comes. Because of my faith in God, it's already done. Thank you, Jesus, for the stripes that gave me power. Yeah, I can conquer every pain. The devil's out in power. You don't even know you can be a demolition man. because of my faith in God.
It's already done.
When I speak healing,
the
healing comes, yeah.
No longer do I worry because I'm demolishing. The plans of the enemy for my life I'm polishing. The surfaces which were scraped from random attacks on me. And from this day forward, as I destroy the devil, I'm abolishing all disease, all sickness. All symptoms I throw in a mosh pit, I watch them bump and fight each other until they are no more, I watch the evil kingdom easily destroyed, I am bored, I witness no more demons left standing on the floor, I keep speaking healing over my body until it's completely restored. For alone, I have nothing, nothing. But with God, I'm the demolition man, destroying every attack of the enemy, all his plans, taking no prisoners, waking up all listeners. He who has an ear, let him hear. I eat up the enemy like T-bone steaks and sizzlers. We are all demolitionists against the enemy, destroying the devil while God sits. So let's grab our Bible, speak and proclaim. We believe it's already done by faith, and we will see. And from this day forward, God's power will forever reign. Forever reign.
All right, that was Demolition Man by Robert P. Sells, also known as the Anointed Poet out of Indiana. It was a blessing to meet that man and his beautiful wife, Marlis. So he is busy out there doing his thing, you know, traveling around with his ministry and spoken word and witnessing and everything. So I am so grateful that I had the opportunity to meet him and to have he and his wife come out to Seattle and perform on my stage here in Seattle, Washington. So even though this young lady didn't know me and I didn't know her back in the days of Flava, I know if I did know her back then, she would have sung on my stage. I have had the opportunity to witness her singing, and I'm going to play one of her tracks for you. This is Ariana Lancastria and her a rendition of Georgia on My Mind.
Georgia, Georgia, the whole day. Georgia on my mind. I said, Georgia, Georgia,
they're all real.
Okay, that was an amazing and beautiful Ariana Lancastria of her version Georgia on My Mind. I think that she is starting to get into the studio, and we may be hearing some news from her very, very soon with her own CD coming out. And so, you know, just stay tuned because I'm excited. I'm hoping I'll be one of the first to be able to play that on the air for her. She is busy, busy, busy out there, very heavy in the hip-hop community, promoting artists, promoting venues and events. You know, she's just got her hands in everything. I don't know how she finds the time. I think she really, really doesn't sleep. So, again, that was Ariana Lancastria and her rendition of Georgia on My Mind. I want to play a track that was actually performed on my stage at Flava Coffee House at the same event that Robert Sells performed at. This is an artist known by the name of Quiet Storm of Spoken Word. He came all the way out to Seattle, Washington to perform on my stage from Charlotte, North Carolina area. And this particular track he did perform and left the house speechless and even some people crying. This is Quiet Storm of Spoken Word with his piece, I Remember.
I remember, son of a bitch. I remember bad. I remember being told about everything that I would never be. Never did I hear, I love you. You bring pride to my heart. Or I'm thankful that you are my child. I remember the pain of not feeling worthy, not feeling good. Not at any time was there an embrace or a show of affection. Don't get me wrong. I'm thankful that you provided for my physical needs. You did that to the utmost. But I remember that no matter how well I did in my academics, it was never good enough. Even though I was strained my brain to the point of multiple migraines, I remember being isolated and cut off from many experiences of joy that were commonplace to most of my peers. I remember being beat into submission for my transgressions in comparison to many my age. They were not many and mild in their degree. I remember the scar on my right thigh. I remember the nickel-sized flat keloid on my left knee. I remember low self-esteem and lower self-worth. I remember thinking, why do I exist in this life? Why was I allowed to survive childbirth? I remember the day my baby sister lost her courageous battle for the breath of life. Part of my heart, soul and spirit died, which had me looking forward to the night because that is the time that I closed my eyes. I remember the emptiness and pain, hoping that I could just die because I wanted to stop the feeling of going insane. I remember the attacks against my body that they would not believe. I remember never being given encouragement or shown the love that till this day, my heart needed. I remember feeling all alone in a room full of family members. I remember feeling crazy because of not wanting to be the source of embarrassment. I lived the life of a pretender. I remember my 18th birthday and finally feeling free to make my own choices and live just for me. My life has been a long, winding road that is still being traveled. What I speak on are memories of negativity. They don't define my entire existence, but have helped to mold my self-awareness. These are some of the many things about being in this reality I remember.
That was Quiet Storm of Spoken Word with his piece, I Remember. Powerful, powerful piece. Have to really, really commend, you know, that gentleman for the work that he does through his creativity and how he reaches so many, many souls, you know, just through, you know, his art. So, again, that's Quiet Storm, a spoken word with his track, I Remember. I want to play another piece by another artist who has performed on my stage. He is actually one of my family members, and he's my grandson's daddy. So let me scroll down, and I'm going to play Work It Out by Che Black.
Pop that Patron and I'm feeling nice. We hit the club, poppin' bub and I'm feeling nice. Spending a couple fun on the one that'll do me right. She's on the stage, I'm amazed, can't believe my eyes. Sexy way she moves when she the sexy way her face is in. She's the type of girl that wants to please. And all I want from you, girl, is to strip for me.
Get it, shot it.
Shay Black with his track Work It Out. I'm so very, very proud of him. I'm always excited about the new projects and venues that he's hosting showcases at or where he's performing at. And, yeah, I know my grandson, Matthew, is also proud of his daddy. So with that said, I wanted to try to get into one more track by an artist that has been supportive of me during the years that I had my coffee house. We're going to be doing some up-and-coming events together. I had he and one of his partners on the show last Wednesday. I'm speaking of the artist known as Tap Tap. I had Tap Tap and Vox from TVR on the show with me last week, and it was amazing to hear their story, to hear their energy, and to get to know those two men. Unfortunately, Real was not able to come on the show, but I look forward to getting to know him also. And TVR will be performing at my 50th birthday showcase on July 10th here in Seattle. And let's see, I will play a piece by Tap Tap. This is one of his newer pieces, and it's called Hands Up.
Put your hands up, turn around. Yeah. Let me show you what I got back there.
Right.
Put your hands up.
Lingerie, yeah, underwear. Shorty dancing on the floor like she wants you. Moving her hips back and forth to the groove. So you walk to her and ask for her name, cause that's one of a kind ass you gotta obtain. Your game is hard, so you gotta get ready to set. Cause the look in the eyes, you know she's playing hard to get. Cause it's 2 a.m., people partying and still drinking. Moving so fast, you couldn't even stop blinking. Girls going so crazy, acting kinda shady. Ladies walking to you wishing they had your baby. So she turns around, licks her lips. Imagine what you could do with those hips. She jumps on stage, bobbing her head, shaking, grabs the mic, and then she says,
right, that was Hands Up by Tap Tap, another amazing artist out of the Pacific Northwest doing some big things. Well, we've come to the end of the show, and I want to thank everybody that came out and listened to Flavor Coffee House Live, and to those that come back and listen to the archives, Flavor Coffee House is my baby. And again, I appreciate those friends and colleagues and my kids for encouraging me to just stick with my roots, Flavor Coffee House. That's where, you know, Lady Flavor was birthed. That was where I got involved with the arts here in Seattle, Washington, and across the United States. And that's where it just all started. So why not go back to my roots and take it online style? So stay tuned. Tomorrow we have another segment of Flossom and Tossom. That's where you listen to three tracks. No names given, no artist names given. You listen and determine whether you think it's a quality track. We play a variety of genres, and we want to know what you think. Then go over to www.flavornews.com and hit the Flossom and Tossom page and vote on our polls. If you're not able to see the polls, then, you know, send us a message, Flossom and Tossom, for tracks 1, 2, and 3. Then again, I'll be back on this coming Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, with another segment of Flavor Coffee House. So I want to thank all of you for your love and your support of who I am and what I've created and what we do through Flavor News and the online radio shows, the social networks, and everything that's going on. You can stay tuned with Flavor News at www.flavornews.com. Check out the newsletter I just posted this past week. Check out the Flavorful Classifieds too. I will be having a new feature coming up on the website very, very soon. And, you know, just stay in touch. You know, we want to bring you some new and exciting indie artists from around the globe. So, again, thank you so much for tuning in. And God bless. Good night.